she's only touching the zera. There's not really a tum of a riyah, she sees it coming out of her body, and then will not be soiser. That the loch of zayin nikiyim by a zava means she can't become tummy from something coming out of her body. But if she just touches something tummy, that doesn't stop her. So that's the loch here. If this isha was a zava, and she lived with her husband, and then after she starts counting the zayin nikiyim, now the second day zera comes out, is it soiser or not? Some of Rav said back to him, l'form chufa, since he's so sharp, shavesh, you made a mistake. That nihinami the sauce, even if you want to tell me that's called the riyah, as if she sees zera, so it should be soiser, it should stop a count. But kama tista, how much should it stop a count? Tista shiva, what do you want to tell me now? It should be soiser all 7 days, just to start counting over again. Why? Dai kabola, why should it worse than if the husband, just like when the husband, if he's a zav, and the mili sees zera, that tista yemecha, that's all. Should only be soiser just 1 day. That's what you want to say. There's only besoiser just 1 day. The question is, though, why? The pasuk says, "V'yachat titoram rachmona, acharachar lekulam, shnei teitum l'masekas b'neim." The monashe, when you count the zayin nikiyim, it has to be 7 days straight, and you can't have any break in between. Therefore, it's a good shaila that if she would have seen the sheikh was there, she'd become tamei, it would stop her count. She'll have to start over again. So Mar says, "It's so l'taymech." Zav Gufi, he has the same question by a man. Heichi sos le tairosoi, how does it stop his tire? The loch was a man, if he was a zava, and then he started to count his 7 days of clean, and then he saw zero 1 day. So it's only says so that 1 day, that's all, then he starts to continue counting. So the question is why? By Zav also, the Pasuk says, Heichi sos le tairosoi, amrachmono, shle te tomos, mastekas b'neim, that he can't have any hefstik in between. So what do you say by a man when he sees there in between? It only takes away that 1 day. Why? She takes away all 7 days. Ella, what do you have to answer? May Yisrael Lameim, what do you have to answer over here? May Yisrael Lameim, Shaloite Tumas Ziva Masekes B'neim. That's what the passage means. If a man's a Zav, he can't have Tumas Ziva in between. So here also, by saying that Tumas Keri does not really stop. It only takes out 1 day, but you don't have to start counting over again. So Achinami, that's making that the same shaila by the Yishra also. Achinami, I'll tell you, Shloit Teitum Aziva Masekas B'neim. So therefore, we have a good shaila. An Isha that was a Zava, then she started counting 3 days as 2 days as Zayin Nikiyim, and then the Zera came out. So we have a good shaila, do we take away that 1 day or not? But even if we take away that 1 day, it's only 1 day, it's not Sais from all the days. Because we say again, she did not really see Zava now. She only saw Keri, so that's the more Sophic, does that take away 1 day or not? Then it says, V'yein chayov amaleyem albiyas mikdash. Hold on 1 second, there's someone's by the door. 1 second. As a kid, so that's why the shaila is a good shaila. What would be the loch of Anisha's puzzle shechazera? Would it be mastered that 1 day or not? Then it says in the Mishnah that this chumah we have is only a chumah with Rabbanin. They say that the B'nai's kusam atamei. And therefore, V'yein chayov amaleyem albiyas mikdash. If somebody touches this the B'nai's kusim, and then the guy goes into the base of mikdash, he doesn't want to bring a korban. Because it's not a vade tum, it's only safetik tumah. So Rapopo igloy le tuach. Rapopo went to visit the city tuach. Omri said like this: Iikat sum rabbanim, zani sum rabbanim this city. Ha'cha ezel akabel afe. Let me go visit him. Is Omri lay his half to an older lady? Told him yes. Iikat ha'chit sum rabbanim. There is a choshev sum rabbanim here. Rav Shmuel Shmei. His name is Rav Shmuel. V'toni masnisi learns and learns brises. Yeh Rava, so she said like a bracha, like it should be, to have a kavosa, you should be zecha to be like him. So, Omar, therefore, Papa said, listen, midem avorchi lebegavayu, since she's blessing me, I should be like him, shemamin yirei shemayim, some of that person is yirei shemayim, is also lagabe, so let me go to him. So he went to him. So when Papa went to visit Shmuel of Shmuel, is Roma letura, first he's mechabim and gave him a nice piece of meat to eat, he gave him a tura, an ox. And then also, Romle Mathis Nadol, he asked questions of Stira Mishnaisen. That Tanan, one Mishnah says, and now Mishnah says, Ein Chiyov Malay Mabias Migdash. That this halach of the Bnei's Kusin, that the Tamei, if a man touches her, and then he goes into the base of Migdash, he doesn't have to bring a korban. The same thing, if it touches Truma, you don't burn the Truma, being Sofim Lame as a Truma. Why? Mifnesha Tumosa Sofi, because it's only a Sofi Dikatuma. Alma, what do we see? Misveik v'safina truma. Anytime you only have a truma, mach misafik, we do not tell you to burn the truma. So Ramin, I have a question. There's another mission that says, al shisha sveikis, there are six types of sveikis, that sofen is the truma, yes, you do have to burn the truma. And one of them is al sofik bigdei amoritz. If you have a deket from an amoritz, if it's sofik, if it's tummy or not, and that deket touches truma, then you have to burn the truma. It's come out like a vadai. So you see now, sofik bigdei amoritz, kloima, al bigdei amoritz, im noga bo nisrafo, mishrim shema tomi hoya. So the question is, v'hai kusinami, this man, this kusi, typically, im noga mishkova betruma, if the kusi's mishkav, his bed, touched truma, you should have to burn the truma. Mishrim di amoritz, who is an amoritz. Devilay, that's like a beggar of an amoritz. Now we say the beggar of an amoritz is like vade tomei, you have to burn the truma. So that's the theory. How could our Mishnah say here, with this kus, the mishkav of this kusi, if truma touches it, we do not burn the truma. And here it's mashma, if the truma touches the begid of an amoritz, you have to burn it. Some of our papa said, yehe rabba de lisachel haitura lishalma. Like he said, halavai, I should be able to eat taka, this piece of meat b'shalom, halavai, I should be able to answer this question. He says for this hokum, maskinon, b'kusi chover. Our Mishnah is talking about a kusi, that's a chover, he's not on amoritz. So it says, God alone would say he's not tummy. That's why the Mishnah says only, as his mishkav, that's only a suffix, therefore we don't burn the truma. So Shmuel answered back and says, no, kusi chover boil need the mishav yislei. If you say this kusi is a chover, means he listened to the Torah, then he wouldn't live with an either then. So the Chori answered back, good. So Chori Papa did not have a good answer. So therefore Shafke, Rav Papa left him, he was embarrassed, he didn't have a good answer. So Rav Papa left him. He was embarrassed to stay there. The Osla came with Rav Simon Rashi. Rav Papa went right away to ask Rav Simon Rashi the answer, to find out what the answer is. Omalei, so Rav Simon Rashi said to Rav Papa, my time, what's the reason, Loi Mishanas, Loi, why don't you answer back, the kusi shetovo. You know what the Mishnah is talking about? Our mission here. Not that the kusi was the chover. The kusi was an amoritz. That's why he lived with his wife when she's a nida. But we're talking about now, the kusi shetovo. He went to the mikvah. The only came up. The doras al bigdei chover. And he sat now on top of somebody's clothing, the clothing of a chover. The ozle bigdei chover, the clothing of this chover now, the nogam truma touched the truma. That's the case of the Mishnah. So it's like this. If some the fact that this kusi is an amoritz himself, that would say he went to the mikveh now, so that wouldn't bother us. The question is, maybe he lived with his wife to need in his tummy for 7 days, the mikveh doesn't help. That tag is only a suffix boil. The curve, suffix lebovic. We don't know when he lived with his wife when she was a nida. Maybe true it happened recently, maybe a long time ago. So maybe he's not tummy anymore, it's only a suffix. So that's why we don't tell you to burn the truma. The Yim Tim, so anything you want to tell me, Bob the Korov, that maybe did live with his wife recently, Sofik Hishlimosai Yorik, Sofik Loyishlimosai. Even if he lived with his wife recently, it's only a Sofik if really she was a neither or not. Because really, when she sees Dam, he's perished from her. We're only afraid maybe first she saw green Dam. So that's a Sofik if she saw the green Dam or not. Therefore, really, we have a Sveik Sveik. It's a Sveik Sveik whether this Kusi is really Tommy or not. And therefore, if you have Sveik Sveik, Lois Tafina Truma, that's really the Teretz. That if it's a Sveik Sveik, if the Kusi is Tommy or not, in this case, we went to the mikvah. So therefore, he's not Tommy as an Amoritz. Only as this dinner is boiling either, that's a Sveik Sveik. So now the Mishnah says we don't burn the Truma. By shaking over there, where it's a regular Amoritz, then the begotten of an Amoritz is like Vadi Tommy. Samura says, but typically, Mishun Bigdi Amoritz, although even if you want to say this Kusi went to the mikvah, but still the Huri put on clothing. So the clothing that he's wearing, that clothing should be Tomei. So again, if it touches Truma, which is say the Truma should be Vali Tomei. The Yamamak, what we learned, Bigdi Amoritz, Medvis Leprushin, that the begotten that an Amoritz wears has the same Tuma as if he was Doris, as if his Zav was Doris. So Huri, his begotten alone should be Tomei. So how can you have the case again in our Mishnah to say that's not surfing? Why don't we burn the truma if this kusi touches it? The Huri's clothing has a lock of tumas of an amoritz. So if the clothing touches the truma, it should burn the truma. So the answer is true. I'll tell you, the Mishnah is talking about omalei the kusi orim. The Mishnah is talking about the kusi is not wearing any clothing in the Mishnah. So that's the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah, this kusi now is not wearing any clothing. And he just came up from the mikvah. So therefore, al hilchas amoritz, he went to the mikvah. Therefore, if he touches truma right now, that's the din of the mishnah. We don't burn that truma, because the only suffix is maybe he's a boiler nida, which is a sveik sveika. Maybe he didn't live with his wife recently, and even if he did, maybe she wasn't really a nida. So And the snake says, that's a din tak, we did not burn the truma. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Benois Tzedukim, a Tzeduk is also like a kusi of people that not makabel Torah Shabbat. So these daughters, Bizman, Shinogim, Lechaz, Bedakhi, Avoy, same, if they go after their fathers, Haren, Kakusim, they're the same, look like a kusi, they're also Tomei. Pierce, Lechaz, Bedakhi, so let's say they did not listen to their fathers, but they're not like a regular Yisrael. Then Haren, Kisrael, they're the same, look like a regular Yisraelist, that's Tam, Minas Tam, we say that Torah, they're not Tomei. Rebbe Yasi, Yemenel, the Yerlim, Hank, Yisrael, they always have look like Yisraelists. Achieve for sure, Lechaz, Bedakhi, Avoy, unless we know for sure that the Benoist Tzedukim wants to go after the father's ways. And then we say they're also Tomei. Ibola, the question like this. Stam Amai, what's the loch of the Stam Benoist Tzeduki? So Toshma, bring your right and murder me both ways. Benoist Tzedukim is marching as Lechaz, Bedakhi, Avoy, Sayyim, or Kusim. Mashmo, Stam, like Yisrael, they do it Stam like Yisrael. Aim to say, what's the safer say? Pirshav, they go away, Lechaz, Bedakhi, Yisrael, and Renka, Yisraelis. Hostamo, Kekusis. Now Mishnah can't begin a proof. It's not really could be deep both ways. What's luck of a stam b'nei sedukim? Are they tummy at all? Tarshim at the time of the time of this. Rabbi Yisiyai milyer lemenki Yisraelis. These b'nei sedukim are like regular Yisraelis. Sheyif for shalech of dakim until they can separate and go. We have to the father's ways. Michlal, then it's an akamah, savano. That's tamik akusis, shmamina. That's kufra machloikas, that akamah holds, that akamah holds, the minastam, the benoi sedukim alaikusim. Only if we see clearly they act like Yisraelis, then they're Torah. So more says shmamina, that's a good proof. And according to Tanakama, minastam also she's tamay. And according to Kabyasi, it's the opposite way, minastam she's Torah. Lest we see clearly they go after the dark Abbasayim. Abbasayim. Tanar Abbanan. Maisa once happened, Zduki Yech, once Zduki Shesifer, he was talking in Kain Godel Beshuk. Venitza Tinur Mepir, some of his spit came out from his mouth. Venofla Kain, fell on the Kain Godel, Abba Godel, and the Godin. Veriko Parasha Kain Godel turned green, like he didn't know what to do. Vekodel Metalishtoi, he went to his wife, Ormuloi. Apopi Shenishay Tzedukim Hein, Misioros Minaprushim. Even though really that's Tzedukim, but you should know we're afraid of the Prushim. Omar is on the Chachamim, as if to say, "We know he clear Hilchas Tum of a Tyram." Therefore, you should know he's not a boiler nidus. So therefore, his right is like a Torah. Omar Reb Yosi, Bitki Imanu Behem Yosi Menakil. Vehein Maras Dan Chachamim. Chutz Mishachas. They're very careful about Maras Dan. They show the Dan Chachamim. These ladies of the Tzedukim. But Chutz, once happened, Misha, one lady. Shoyse b'shchunisena when our neighbor shleihera dam chachamim umesa she died. So Gemara says what? So if so, you can rely on them that the taka they're not called berlinidis. For the Gemara though still but typically when we come out that mishum tenura the amoritz still the kohen gadol should be tamei because it's not worse than the spit of an amoritz. The chur the stuk is like an amoritz even though you know he's not a berlinida but it's like an amoritz. Omer abaya but stuki chav but talking about no the stuki was a chaver. What are you afraid about altogether? It was really a chavar, a chosher person, like he wouldn't live with a nida. Amar Rava, regal heavy. It's a drun to yim tovim of a regal. The tum is amorous beregal, gitarra shavu the rabbanon. That's a locha. That the tum of an amorous is on the rabbanon, and beregal, the rabbanon did not give him this tumma. The chivit says, Vayosav kolishi swell al ear, kishechot chaverim, akosavosu kulum chaverim. And the gate to the regal, everybody has luck like a chaver, then we would not have this tumma of an amoritz. That's what Mishnah's talking about over here. What this case here was. It was beregal, therefore he was only afraid he was a boiler neither or not. So now that he found out he was not a boiler neither, therefore the Kohen Gadol was still tahor. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Lama Gimel in the base, so we're going to the Mishnah again. Just nice on the last sugi we learned, that the locha was a chiluk between a koton was a ben tes or ben yoy mechos. The chiluk was like this: the negay tiruchus zov. If he has a tumah zav, that comes out even be yoy mechos. Even as one day old baby, he could also have tumah zav if he sees 2 days or 2 times in a row or 3 times in a row. Marshenke and tumah zera, tumah keri, that talk only starts when he's 9 years old. A kid 9 years old, then if zera comes out, then it's tummy. But before he's 9 years old, the Zerah comes out, and Echnami then will be Torah. That was the Chiluk before. So in the Ben Yemecha and the Ben Tes, with Tumas Zav or Tumas Keri. Again, so what B'nai's Tzedukim, the daughters of Tzedukim, they're also people like Kusim, they were not Makabel Torah Shabbat, So Bisman Shinogun Lechas Badakavis, and if they go after the father's ways, Haran Kusoyis, at the same level of Kusoyis, that they have a Tumas Nidir on them, even though one day old. Pirushu Lechas Badakavis, so if they turn to go towards a regular Jewish life, Darki Yisrael, then Haran Kusoyis, they look like really Yisrael, and Yisrael, and they're not Tum, unless we know for sure they have Dam Nidir, they saw Dam Nidis. We have Yesi Yemel Le'erlem Henki Yisraelis, Archiefushal Lechas Badakavis, same. It's Minas Tam. She was also called to Yisrael, and let you know clear, she went Badake of the same the Tzedukim. So once it came out after Machlekes Minastam, B'nai Tzedukim are the right to father, was the right to Yisrael. So Masri Bodo, this group is a Shaila. Stam Amai, what come along with the Stam? There's B'nai Tzedukim Minastam, we don't know if she goes after her father or not, what along does she have? So Toshim, I thought they were saying that B'nai Tzedukim, his man, Shinehegeth Lechas Badake of the Sehem, Harein Kukrisoyis. Mashminastam, she's kosher. It's only been no clue. Clearly, she goes after her father. And the same was the same for say then. The opposite is, Pirush Lechas Badake Yisrael, Renke Yisrael, as long as she goes for sure, plus Yisraelis. Her stomach, though, is the Kusius. So, Minastam, which is like a Kusius. So, who is the Stiva? So, more says true, more like a Mashmin Mino. For now, Mishnah can't bring a clear proof. From one way, it's Mashmin, for the other, it's Mashmin, the other way, can't bring a clear proof. Toshmat Taman, Rabbi Yasi Yemer, the Yerlam Enki Yisraelis, Archiefushal Lechas Badaki Abbasayim. The always Abbalacha like Yisraelis, these B'nai Stukim, let you know clearly to go to the Father. That's Rabbi Yasi. Sebastian Nastam the Kosher, is so Mechlau, that that's the Machlekas, that the Tanakama server know, that's from the Chakusi, it's a Shemamina. That's really the Machlekas, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yasi. That the Stam, if we don't know for sure, what are these benos tukim if they're called like the father or not? That's the machlekes on the coming of Yesi. That says Toshmak. Some tell about one like this. Tell about him that Maitza Bezduki Yech was up in one stuki. Shasif from Kohen Gadol was talking with a Kohen Gadol who shook on the street. The nitzah tenur mitiv and some spit came out of his mouth of the Amoritz. The Noflo the Kohen Gadol the fellow of the God the fellow of the Kohen Gadol was begotten. The Riku punish the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol got like green like he felt oizay. He's Tomei now, because the spit of Namoritz is Tomei. So the Kod Meitlishtoi, so the Kohen Gadol went first to his wife, to Amoritz's wife, Omuloi, Afar P. Shinoshoi Tzedukimain, even though what really, she's the wife of a Tzduki, the husband was a Tzduki over here, but still, Masiyorois Minapushim, she said they're afraid of the Choshev people. Well, Mar was Dam Nechomo, and they were Nizah very much, and Dam Nido, whenever she was Tomei, she would show it to the Chochem. So Kitsa, the husband, was not the boyo, a nida. Omri of Yosef, Yosef said that this also, that the key man of them, Yosef min HaKol, that in Mar was Dan HaChomim, Chutz Mishach HaShoyse B'Shchunasenu, Shlei Heres Dan HaChomim U'Mesa, that these B'nai Tzduki, Melech HaNami, they were Nizatak, in Hilchus Nida, they used to show their Dan to HaChomim, and one lady did not, and she died. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol felt better that the husband was not a boyo nida. Therefore, his roik, his spit, was not Tommy. So, most still as a typical Mishum Tznu of the Amoritz, but even though it wasn't the burn either, Stam as a Dindra Bonin, that the spit of an Amoritz is also Tommy. So, also should have been the time of the Kohen Gadol knows the Godim. So, Nabai Abai says, the case was the Stuki Chavar. We're talking about Stuki, that was the Chavar, he's Mekayim the Mitzvahs, he watched himself. See, he does not have a look as if he's Tommy. Omer Rav, Rav says, Tzeduki Chava Bel Nida Meshavidis Lei, like if this Tzeduki was ashamed, he's a chosh of a person, so what was the question to ask of his wife if she was a Nida or not, like a Chava, a chosh of a person, not live with a Nida. So that can't be the case over here. So Moses was Rav Enechanami, the Amoris himself was not Chava, but Elmer Rav, the case over here was, Elmer Rav,